We love sustainability, and so does Macy's. Join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's Little Planet, Oak on 34th, Elemis, and more. Plus, to help bring more parks to more people, Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project, transforming vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help ensure healthy, livable communities for generations to come. Donate online or in store and learn more at macys.com/purpose.
Travel is great, but planning for travel can be time-consuming and difficult. That's where One Travel comes in. With One Travel, you'll find everything you need to book the perfect trip. Flights, hotels, cars, transportation, it's all right there. With One Travel, you can book online, via app, or even pick up the phone and talk to a travel advisor ready to help you make your selections. Visit onetravel.com/music or call 855-437-2154. Plan it, book it, live it. One Travel.
Hi, Sasheer.
Hi, Nicole.
How are you today?
I'm good. You clocked it. I was in clothes earlier and I had to change right out of them to get to a moo-moo.
It is truly incredible that when you are at home, you are at home. You at home. Do not. I did a show with your man and I was like, oh, did you guys go out after? I like left and I was like, oh, I wonder if they're out or something. And I texted him and he just sent a picture of you in your hooded blanket cape.
Yes, my wearable blanket.
Yeah, you are just like here to chill.
I'm here to chill. Well, I wanted to like cross my legs and I was wearing a skirt because I just did press and I was like, I can't sit like this for 45 minutes. Who are we kidding?
Let me put on a longer skirt.
Let me put on a full dress. A gown.
A gown, if you will.
A lounge
great
gown.
Gowns. Beautiful gowns.
You sent me a link to a clothing brand that makes napwear. For napping specifically.
Yep.
But I was like, I can get behind this. But yeah. It also just looks like pajamas.
Yes. I think it is just comfy pajamas for you to take naps in around your house.
But like, I guess if you're trying to trick yourself and be like, look, I'm not falling fully asleep. Taking a nap. Oh, look at Kimmy's dog is in her seat.
Oh, that is very cute. Just staring at the door being like, why was I left behind? Why was I not? Leslie Neeson taken. Is that his name? No, Leslie Neeson. Who's taken?
Liam Neeson?
Who's Leslie? Who's Leslie Neeson?
Were you thinking of Leslie Nielsen?
Oh, maybe.
I think you combined the two names.
Yeah. Okay. Wow. She's here.
Kimmy, we were just laughing at your dog who is taking over for you, taking mm-hmm. over the producing duties.
Honestly, he's already a better producer than I am. Apologies for interrupting, letting him interrupt.
No, it was very cute.
No, it's very, very, very cute. My dog, I've had several conversations with him today. I had mm-hmm. talked to him too much yesterday. Mm-hmm. We're having a great time. He went to school on Monday.
Oh.
So I think that was very good for him to fellowship with some other puppies, some
yes,
dogs.
Yes, good to fellowship with the you other know? Puppies.
My dog, he's got a pretty great social life. And I told you, I had, or maybe I didn't tell you this, but I had forgotten that he was getting picked up to go to school and they know the code to the lockbox to get into my house because usually I'm not home, but I scheduled it while I was home because I wanted him to, you know, fellowship. And then the door opened and I was like, huh, who's in my house? And then I heard Clyde. I was like, Clyde invited somebody over and didn't tell me? And then I was like, wait, he's a dog. He didn't invite anybody over without telling me. I invited somebody over to come get him. And then they were like, Clyde. And then I opened the door and I was like, hey, thank you. And they're like, oh, yeah, no worries. We missed you, Clyde. And I was like, oh, boy. I got to get grip. Got to get grip on the life.
Get a grip. I feel like I've seen advertises for adult camps, like
what?
like how Clyde goes to school. Mm-hmm. I think adults can go to school, but not school. Like, it's like what you would do in summer camp, but for adults.
Where have you seen this?
Man, probably Instagram.
So it's like a bus comes to get you and takes you to a building to hang out and fellowship with other adults.
Maybe. I don't know if there's a bus. Kimmy, are you able to find anything? Oh, she's... See? Okay. Camp, no counselors. So there's no counselors. But
I was on Shark Tank. This is adult summer camp.
Yeah.
I don't think I can do that. Can you... An all-inclusive premium adult summer camp.
Okay. And it's in California, so we could go.
I just told you, I don't think I could do that. Spend a weekend at one of our California's premium summer camps and enjoy a variety of outdoor camp activities, nightly campfires, and socials. Mm-hmm. Take on the ropes course. Learn archery. Play sports in our courts. Games in our fields. Okay, there's drinks. Served okay. Throughout meal times.
Okay. So you can get that.
No, wait a minute. I can't be restricted. If I want to eat, I want to eat. Can't be damned. Happy hours and open bars each night. Okay.
See, there you go.
All right.
You can go to a small group, a solo camper with a partner, a buddy, a bachelor, a bachelorette party, you name it.
How long is camp and how much is camp?
These are good questions.
Okay, oh, so it's a few days. That's quick camp. That's not camp.
It's like
the
18th weekend.
To the 21st. That's not camp. Camp is 5 days a week for several months.
Well, if you're an adult, you probably can't do that. You have to like.
Well, then that's not camp. It's a group vacation with a bunch of strangers. Okay. What's not included? A private.
You do not get
bunk.
A private bunk.
Oh. Okay, you have to have an ID.
Must be 21 years of age or older. Oh,
wait, frequently asked questions. Go back. Can you go back real quick? I need to know if it's co-ed.
Are the bunks co-ed?
Only if you come as a mixed group and request a bunk together. Okay. Do we need to bring towels and bedding? This is great. Yeah.
No. All bedding and linens and towels are included. Can I drive to camp? Yeah. Is there a bus or is it?
Yeah. Pick me up in a bus.
We have a secure on-site parking at New Year camp. Parking is included in the package. So you're all good.
Okay. I need to know how much is this?
$750.
For a weekend with strangers?
$750 for the early bird ticket. $850 for the regular ticket.
I'm going to take my happy ass to a park.
Wait. That's 4 days. $850 divided by 4, basically $200 a day.
That's crazy.
I mean, that's like hotel prices, and you get so many activities and free meals and drinks.
Sashir,
I mean,
get thee to a park, get you some friends, play some basketball, roller skate around, go to dinner after, sleep in your own bed. Do it for 3 days. That's camp. And you're spending a little bit less.
But you could also learn archery.
Who are you trying to shoot?
I'm not trying to shoot.
Who are you trying to shoot? That's the first thing you said, but you get to learn archery.
I mean,
who are you trying to kill?
If there's like an apocalypse situation, maybe I would need to figure out how to fashion a bow and arrow and use it. You've seen Yellow Jackets?
I have seen Yellow Jackets, and you are correct. It could happen.
Mm-hmm.
I was trying to remember what you said that got me so mad if a zombie apocalypse happened. Do you remember?
Oh, was it that I would maybe leave you?
Yeah, it was something about it.
I can't remember.
I can't remember either. I was trying to explain it to a friend, and they were like, well, Nicole, I wouldn't pick you either. And I was like, okay, I've had enough.
We would pick each other in an apocalypse.
Oh, yes. That's what it was. And nobody would pick me. And, you know.
Also, hurt. Like, you don't exhibit a lot of survival skills in general.
I will tell you something. When the end of the world comes, because it's coming. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I will be around. When I start the end of the world, when my master fucking plan
oh no
rolls out, I'm gonna have all the secrets to living and you're gonna need me.
Damn.
No, I'm kidding. I don't have the bandwidth to end the world. Okay. Seems hard.
It does seem hard.
Oh boy, oh boy. I can't believe you're for adult camp.
Well,
are you going?
I don't I mean, you can bring a group. You could do a private group. I mean, you would have to mix with other people. Honestly, this would be a great way for people to make friends if they wanted to. If you go solo, okay. Meet some people in your bunk. Or if you go with like your partner, maybe meet some other couples.
Oh, you're trying to meet other couples?
It would be nice to meet other couples. Yeah.
You want more couple friends? Your single friends aren't enough for you?
No, my single friends suffice.
You don't like it when they come in ones?
No, when they come in ones.
You need friends that come in twos? Is that what you're saying?
I don't need them to come in twos.
Okay. Interesting. Julie, I get the note. I am not enough for you.
That's okay. Not what I said at all.
Get the note. Yeah, I'll be sure. I'll go get one. Don't worry. March 1st, I'm going to go get one. Don't worry about me.
I'm gonna go get one.
I'll have one March 1st. Don't worry about me. Just a couple more days, and I will have one. And we can continue our friendship.
No, we can absolutely continue our friendship with you being single. We have so for years. It's fine.
No, hearing you loud and clear.
It just is nice when there's two people to talk to. Because if it, you don't think so. Oh my god. Oh my god. You're dying. Okay, wait, let me put it in different terms. When you and I are hanging out with one other person and one of us knows that one other person better than the other person, wouldn't it be nice to have another person there? Okay, say you and I hang out with Tessa and I know her more than you know her.
Yes.
Wouldn't it be nice to have another person for you to talk to for moments where you're like, oh, they're going into a world where I don't know what they're talking about right now.
So I should bring a friend that I know better, like my friend Tess. So
yeah,
Tess and Tessa, who are not a couple. So I think what you're saying is you don't want to hang out in threes. You want to hang out in fours.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I mean, I'll hang out in threes, but sometimes fours
is nice. Sounds like you don't want that.
I didn't say I don't want that. Uh-huh. It's just that it is nice when there are fours.
Okay. I'm pretty confused about this. I feel like you're like subtweeting at me without tweets, but with words.
I really am not. This is just how you're perceiving it. And I'm sorry that that's what you're gathering, but that's so not what I'm saying.
Okay. I get it. You like even numbers, not odd. I get it. Odd is odd for you.
I never said I don't like odd numbers or I don't like threes. I'm just saying sometimes it is nice when there's four.
All right, I'll go to this camp.
You don't have to go to the camp if you want to. Selling you on the camp.
Okay, August 18th through 21st, we're going to camp.
All right, we're going to go to camp.
We're going to camp. I'm going to learn how to shoot things in case we're in a yellow jacket scenario.
Okay. Great. Finally, I just wanted you on board.
I think it is a good idea to make new friends. I think I'm in the no new friends mode. I don't need any new ones.
Yeah. I might actually no. I guess I am in a phase where I'm meeting new friends.
Oh.
Someone from work was talking about roller skating and they invited me to a like jam dance session this weekend. I'm gonna go.
That sounds like fun.
Yeah.
Too bad. I wish I could fucking roller skate so I could do things.
Yeah. But you're gonna get there.
One day. That's exciting. Is it an outdoor jam session or are you going to be bladed inside?
Outdoor at a park.
Ooh, that's nice. A skate park or non-skate park?
I think it's a regular park. I think we're just using one of their courts.
Don't you love that I'm gathering information to just show up unannounced?
I will give you the information so you can come if you want.
No. Let me Harriet Tubman myself in, but I met Harriet the Spy. Whatever. It's Black History Month. Let's raise our queens up.
I guess if you Harriet Tubmaned your way in, you would just travel by night.
Oh, yeah, I guess so. In park. Secret. And I'd get to the park before everybody else.
It's not terribly off.
Love starts with you. Show off your personal style every day with new Pandora pieces that set a shining example for the world to see. From big feelings to small messages and everything in between, beautiful hand-finished jewelry from Pandora radiates with your love from every angle. Create a look that's all your own with a unique mix of meaningful charms, or choose from Pandora's sparkling selection of timeless designs, perfect for making an eye-catching statement. With Pandora Jewelry's vast selection of rings, bracelet, earrings, necklaces, and charms, there's endless ways to love it, stack it, and wear it and share it. Style your everyday favorites with sparkling cuts, vibrant enamels, and playful designs, or truly make it your own with a personal engraving. Pandora Jewelry is the perfect way to share the gift of love with yourself and the ones closest to your heart. Shop now at Pandora.net. Pandora. Be love. I don't wear makeup often, but when I do, I want to make sure I can use products that work for my skin and look good for my skin color. And so that's why I like Thrive Cosmetics. Thrive Cosmetics has a full line of makeup to refresh your everyday look. With clean, skin-loving ingredients, their foolproof products make it easy for any skill level to apply. Their Brilliant Eye Brightener can be used as highlighter eyeshadow combo that makes your eye look effortless. It comes in 16 buildable shades to choose from and play with. Their easy-to-use Infinity Waterproof Eyebrow Liner helps you achieve your ideal eyebrow look. It holds like wax and blends like a powder. I love the waterproof eyebrow liner because most of the time I just do my eyebrows and walk out the door. I like having a nice little finished look. It looks like I tried, but I really didn't. I don't need multiple things. I don't need a brush and then a separate liner and then a separate color and blah, blah, blah. It's all one thing and it's great. Refresh your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics, luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 10% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/bestfriends. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/bestfriends. For 10% off your first order.
Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's black voices are as distinct, varied, and nuanced as the black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now they are the story. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Turn on NPR today and hear a range of voices as varied, nuanced, and Black as the country we reflect. Stories should never be about us without us. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR wherever you get podcasts.
Do I have plans this weekend? Oh, yeah. I fucking have to work.
Dang.
On Saturday.
Dang.
But Sunday happens.
Mm-hmm.
Monday happens.
Mm-hmm.
And then we go somewhere.
Vacation.
We have to buy our ticket.
Oh, yeah. We won't go somewhere unless we buy tickets.
Yeah, we have to buy the tickets and we have to get the B&B.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Boy, oh, boy. It's hard. It is. Scheduling is hard. Activating, clicking stuff is hard.
Activating is hard. Yeah,
activating
sure.
is so dang hard.
One of these days, we will get a travel agent and they will do all the stuff for us.
Have we asked the question if travel agents are still a thing?
I feel like we have, and no one's gotten back to us.
Which leads me to believe that travel agents aren't really a thing anymore.
No, I'm pretty sure they're still a thing.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Huh.
Kimmy's typing away. She's doing something. She's on the move.
A fervor in her eyes.
I do think someone emailed us about a travel agent, a specific one. I just think I hadn't gotten to sharing it with you guys, or I like lost, but it rings the bell. So keep talking and I'll share it in a little bit.
Okay,
good, good, good. Yeah, I would just love to put it in the hands of a person who has knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
You know, go here, go here, go here.
I want a young, hip one.
Yeah, real hip. Younger than us, please. But understands, I'd like to be in bed at a reasonable hour.
Yeah, maybe around our age. So they do maybe. We don't want to do we're not going places just to do Instagram stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't like crowds.
I have really just turned a lane in my life. Is that?
I've turned a corner.
That is the saying. I've turned a corner. I went to a drag show on Monday that started at 9:30.
My goodness.
And I was wholeheartedly confused about why I was out so late on a Monday.
We were talking earlier, maybe at 6 mm-hmm. or 5. Mm-hmm. And you're like, you want to go to a drag show at 9? And I was like, okay. And then maybe 7 rolled around. And I was like, who am I kidding? I'm not going to make it till 9. And I was for sure asleep by 9:30.
Yeah. I have been really enjoying going to bed at 11.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
I know.
I feel so old. And I'm not that old.
No, you're not that old. Oh, okay. Kimmy found something.
Okay.
Hi, this is Rochelle. I was listening to the podcast and you were looking for a travel agent. I'm not a travel agent. I'm a travel advisor. I organize group travel, but I also do planned itineraries for people. I am a Afro-Latina queer. So I just wanted to call in and leave my info. You can email me at info@ travelincolorco.com, and just let me know if you need any help.
Wow, that's actually what we were looking for, right?
Yes, that's
she's
exactly.
Afro-Latina,
yeah,
queer.
Yes,
can we look at that website she was talking about? Travel in Color.
Wow,
I don't know how it's going to compete to this.
I don't know.
How compete with Rochelle.
Yeah, Rochelle, I think is where it's at.
Yeah. That's fun. That would be nice.
That is fun. Yeah, I mean, it would just be nice to have, to not have to do a single lick of research.
Not a single lick.
But we do love sitting on a bed, staring at each other and going, should we zip line today?
I mean, that's how we did it in Kauai. I don't think we planned one thing, but I would just go to the concierge and be like, what's going on? And then they would tell me.
And we had a real nice time.
Oh, we had a blast. Yeah.
Oh, boy. There's one picture of us real muddied up from ATVing. And mm-hmm. there's maybe a rainbow behind us, or I don't know. It's a real clear sky. And it's the happiness. You can feel it in the picture,
You can feel it.
You can just feel it in the picture. Mm-hmm.
I'm having a hard time finding the website. I'm going to work on this. But we also did get another response from someone.
Okay.
I can read you a little bit of it.
Yeah.
Yes.
It says, hi, Nicole and Sashir. I heard you guys talked about a travel agent on your podcast this week and had to reach out. My name is Bridget and I'm the owner of WHYM, spelled W-H-Y-M, a female-run surprise destination vacation travel company.
Whoa. Surprise.
Basically, you pick your dates, your budget, fill out a survey, and that's it. We take care of everything else. We pick the destination, book your flights and hotels, and provide you a full itinerary once you land. 7 days before departure, you'll find a forecast and a packing list. 24 hours before, you find out the time of departure and an updated weather. And then 2 to 3 hours before, you find out where you're going. You get a customized playlist, top 10 things to know, and a personal concierge texting you throughout.
Okay. I was getting excited, but you are shaking your head full. What? You want to know where you're going? Is that
yes?
It? Okay.
Yeah. What if they send us to a war torn country? They're like, ha ha ha.
Well, thankfully, we'll know archery by then.
I forgot. We'll have all of our, all of the things we learned at camp.
I guess so. And yeah, I don't want to be sent to like a cold place.
Yeah. Well, I guess you fill out the survey. So you're like, no cold. So they'll send you somewhere hot. Okay. I'm very wary of like truly being like the one place I don't want to go is the place they send you, or like a place you've been or something, you know?
I mean, I imagine that's probably in the survey too. Like, where have you been already?
All right, let's do it.
That sounds exciting to me.
Okay, I'm in.
Okay.
On a whim, I decided I'm in. With whim.
Wow, is that ad? Are they sponsoring us now?
Here's the thing. I sent the email to Kimmy. I'm in. I have stakes in whim.
Wow, both of these sound like good options.
Let's do it. Because I do want to travel more this year.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Same.
And then, you know, yeah. Let's do it.
Also, yeah, someone picking everything that we do.
That does sound good. But then what if it's like one thing that you're like, I don't want to do this? I guess you don't have to.
I guess, I would imagine you don't have to.
Oh, no, I lost my nose ring. I'll have to work on that later.
Yeah, okay. Are like both sides gone?
Well, there's only one side. It's like a little screw that just like goes in. I don't know where. I don't even know if I started my day with it.
Oh, no.
Hmm.
Well, I'm sorry.
Hey, it's all right. How long has it been? Did I have it last night?
I honestly
don't. It's just a part of me. You don't even notice.
This is true. Huh. And you had such a fun wig on. How could I possibly look at your nose?
Yeah, I was wearing a blonde Beyonce wig. I'm having a really great time. I wore a sweater dress that I immediately was too hot in. We had to switch seats. Thriving.
I honestly like walked up to you slowly because I was like, is that my friend? I've never seen that color wig on you before. So I was like, is that her?
She's trying new things. She's out of the box.
Get out of the box. Yes.
Yes. I'm doing just having fun, you know? Yeah. Just having a little bit of fun. Ooh, Kimmy found the website if we want.
Yes.
Ooh, okay. Customized travel planning service.
Too busy or overwhelmed to manage the logistics of your trip? We'll help you build the travel itinerary and take stress and logistics out of your next vacation. We can help with all types of travel, including honeymoon, bachelorette, milestone birthday, or family reunion. We will provide you with a PDF of an itinerary with all the booking links, so that all you have to do is select your favorites. Cool.
Great. Travel plans start at $500 and increase on travel requirements. Okay.
Is there an about section?
Mm.
I want to know what the in color is. Does it mean?
I think it means
brown owned.
Yes, I think so.
That's what I'm assuming, but I don't see any faces on here. So I'm
There are zero faces. Lesbian travel group.
Wait, where'd you see that?
At the top.
Oh.
Oh, sorry. It says lesbian group travel. I do think I have a sprinkle of the dyslexia. Mm. She really switches words and letters and numbers around a lot.
Travel and Color Company was created to empower lesbians, LGBTQIA+ women, gender nonconforming, and trans folks to boldly experience the world with other like-minded globe-trotting enthusiasts. With carefully curated, unique itineraries, our small group tours offer you the opportunity to explore the world in color. I like that.
I like that, too. This is fun. Wow. Maybe we great do options. It.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe they help us with this next trip, and then the next one can be a surprise.
Ooh. Well, okay. Let's do it.
Because we truly haven't planned zero things for this upcoming trip.
We really haven't done it a lick of work.
Not a lick of work.
But my friend Tess, who's going, she's been before.
Oh,
so
okay.
I'm really relying on her to bring the funk.
Okay. Bring the funk. Bring the noise.
Bring in the noise and bring in the funk. Come on. Let's party. Wait, are these curtains behind you new?
Oh, they are. Yes.
They're nice.
Thank you. They're going to go to a different window because they actually, I guess they are velvet, but they're not lined. They're like single panel.
Oh.
And that wasn't specified on Etsy. Mm-hmm. So they just let in too much light and it's like,
what's just like the point?
What is the point? I'm trying to block the light from this window that is behind me.
Yeah, I wonder. Panel, like just single panel curtains that are like kind of see-through-y. What was the thought process? Why would I just want window fucking dress? My windows can be naked. They don't need to be dressed. What they need to do is block the light.
Mm-hmm.
You heard it here first. Windows can be naked.
But I think I'll move them to the other window in here. And then I have some thicker velvet ones that are lined with black outlining coming for that window.
Okay, good.
Mm-hmm.
This makes me happy that you're getting your window situated.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm trying.
Mm-hmm. Decorating is fun, but it's also just a really long process. And it's like, oh, I ordered this. This is not what I thought. I have to send it back or figure something else out. I ordered a day bed, I would say probably in 2020. It's now 2022. It's still not here. Anthropology lost it in the warehouse.
Good Lord.
And honestly, the lady on the phone was like, don't know how that happens. And I was like, well, it happened. It's a whole thing. It was very annoying. They delivered the bed part, but not the day bed part.
So do you still have the bed part?
I mean, it's a cushion. So I have the cushion and then I'm waiting for the structure to put the cushion on.
Good Lord.
It's very, very, very annoying. Gotta say, Anthropology. No bueno.
No bueno.
Love them. No bueno. They need to put something on their website that's like, we actually don't have this. We're going to whittle it and you'll get it one day, but not anytime soon. And then I go, okay, maybe I don't buy it.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
You know, I bought candles and it took them like 2 months to arrive. And I was like, were you pouring the wax? Were you blowing the glass that it's in? What is that? Hold on.
One time I bought a matching set for myself and my man so we could match.
Yes.
And I successfully bought everything. And then like a week later, I got an email. I was like, ooh, we don't have the man pants. And I was like, but how'd you let me buy it? I'm so confused. They're just like, we don't have them. They're sold out. But I was like, but I purchased them.
Mm-mm.
I need to. So provide them.
So provide them.
And they didn't. So we're like half matching. I have a full set and he only has a sweatshirt.
I'm so sorry.
It's embarrassing.
To wear outside?
Outside, inside.
Oh, okay. Yes.
It's like a sweatsuit.
Oh, okay. When I couple up, I want to wear matching things.
It's fun.
It sounds like a good time. Or maybe like the shirt that matches my jeans or something.
Mm-hmm.
Or like coordination is nice.
Yeah, sometimes he'll look at what I'm wearing and be like, oh, I'm going to try to go off of that, which is fun.
That's cute.
Yeah,
oh, you cute. Love to see it.
Yeah.
He's sweet. I keep telling you about this show we did together. He told this joke that really got me good. I keep thinking about it.
Oh, good. I'm glad.
It's really funny. That's just funny. Like, my friend who loves my friend. This is funny. This is nice. This is real nice.
That is nice. We're going to get tattoos today. Right? Or are we not? Oh, shit.
We are. We were talking about your man. And then I was like, wait, you guys are getting tattoos? I thought we were getting tattoos. And honestly, it's exhausting being in my brain. On Monday, I drove to the wrong location for the drag show and then had to drive to the right one. And I almost burst into tears and I was like, I can't do anything. And then I was like, stop crying. You're going to be like this for the rest of your life. Just deal with it. And then I started laughing. But I truly thought you were getting tattoos with your man today. And I thought you were standing me up. And this is how I was finding out.
Oh, my gosh. What's happening? I don't know why. You're reading into my words. As if I'm leaving you or something. Hey, you are good enough, okay? I love you. I told you this last night. I leaned into the candlelight and told you I love you.
You really did, and it was one of the most romantic things that's ever happened to me. I would say it rivals on the most romantic thing that has happened to me, but it was really, I was like, wow, my friend is like a glow in the candlelight saying, I love you. Oh, thank you, Sashir. I think maybe I'm just going through it today.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, you know, sometimes all of like my brain, I don't know, sometimes my brain just hurts and I'm like, why are things easier?
Yeah, it sucks when things aren't easier.
But to answer your query, yes, we are getting tattooed today.
Yes, good, good.
I asked you what you were getting and you said a peacock chair. Mm-hmm. And then my brain said, this woman wants a chair hybrid of a peacock. And I was like, you better give me some reference before I type that to the girl. And then you
said, don't make me type peacock chair to this woman. And I sent you a picture and you're like, oh, yeah.
I was like, oh, it's just a chair.
Yeah. It's just a chair.
Golly.
It's the first chair I ever bought with my own money.
Oh, that's really sweet. I love that.
And I brought it to New York with me.
Do you still have it?
Mm-mm. It got destroyed at some point in time.
Fair.
They're like pretty flimsy.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a peacock chair in your house? Yes.
No, I feel like I should. It would definitely match the aesthetic of
my
house.
It really would.
But I don't have a peacock chair right now.
You will.
I mean, I got to figure out where it's going to go.
No, it'll be on your body.
Oh, LOL.
Oh, my God.
Then I'll always have a peacock chair.
Always have one on your body and in your heart.
What are you going to get?
Oh, either a chicken or some flames. And that really put into perspective that I didn't want to type peacock chair to this woman, but I freely was like, please tattoo flames or a chicken on me.
Yeah, you're like, peacock chair, how ridiculous. Anyway, could you possibly tattoo flames or a chicken on me?
It is.
Where did the chicken come from? I understand flames.
I love chicken.
You love chicken? This is news to me. I thought we were on duck still.
Oh, shit. I wanted a duck.
You forgot what animal you love? You said... Oh, no, she's crying.
Oh, my God. Now I have to tell her how to snatch. She was stuck.
Yeah, please. Before it's too late. Whoa. You can get a duck with flames on it.
Maybe
Jordan just pulled up some really intense photos.
I mean, that first duck looked like it was in blackface.
Yeah, that's pretty. It has orange lips and is black all over its body.
Oh my God. I'm so embarrassed. I cannot believe I forgot that I love ducks.
You
chicken.
Confidently said chicken. I was like, where did that come from? I've never heard you talk about chickens before.
I've never talked about a chicken before. I just don't know where their eggs come from.
I guess, we haven't talked about chickens, but you lovingly have talked about ducks.
This truly reminds me, like, I am so confidently wrong sometimes. A friend of mine hurt their back and we had ordered food to eat and they were on the floor because they were like in pain. And they said at one point, don't look at me. And I was like, okay. But then I was like, but you should eat something. They were like, I'm in pain. And I was like, but you should eat something. And they were literally on all fours as I was spooning Indian food into their mouth. And then they were like, that wasn't helpful. Why are you doing? And I was very confident. And I like patted myself on the back. And then we were at dinner together, the three of us. And they were talking about it. And I was like, that was bad. See it. you didn't need that in that moment. I just confidently do and say things.
And that's like the lack of survival skills I'm talking about. If I was in pain, you would start shoveling food into my mouth as opposed to attending to the wound.
Yeah, you're right. Oh, no, you have a wound. I have a Clif Bar. Should you eat that?
No, that's not what I need at all.
Oh, my God. You know.
It's okay.
I can't. Should I text her now that I meant duck?
You absolutely should, because you're going to forget later. And we're seeing her pretty soon.
You're right. I can't believe this. my God. Okay. She was like, just confirming. And I was like, yes, yeah, see you then. Also, I meant duck, not chicken.
This poor woman.
Thank God I said that out loud to you, because I would have gotten there and then she would have been like, I would have been like, put that chicken on me. And then you would have been like, why a chicken? I'd be like, because they swim good and they're fun and everything's a chicken, right? And you're like, no, that's a duck.
That's why you like ducks.
Boy, oh boy.
Hmm.
I think I've said it before. I'll say it again. My mind is a prison. And
gotta break you out of there.
Always trying to Shawshank my way out. Just trying to dig a hole right out of my brain.
Today and every day, Planned Parenthood is committed to ensuring that everyone has the information and resources they need to make their own decisions about their bodies, including abortion care. Lawmakers who oppose abortion are attacking Planned Parenthood, which means affordable, high-quality, basic health care for more than 2 million people is at stake. The right to control your own body and get the health care everyone needs has been stolen. And now, politicians in nearly every state have introduced bills that will block people from getting the sexual and reproductive care they need. Planned Parenthood believes everyone deserves health care. It's a human right. That's why they fight every day to push for common sense policies that protect your right to control your own body and against policies that interfere with decisions between patients and their doctor. Planned Parenthood needs your support now more than ever. With supporters like you, you can help reclaim your rights and protect and expand access to abortion care. Visit PlannedParenthood.org/future. That's PlannedParenthood.org/future.
So listen. We all know life is full of yada, yada. And, you know, people talk and you're just like, oh, my God, this is annoying. And then you just hit an unsubscribe on a bunch of things you got subscribed to on your email. And you're like, what is happening? And I know you've dealt with yada, yada before. Like when companies have those sneaky gotchas hiding in the deep in fine print, or bills that seem to keep going up for no dang reason. Or when budget airlines promise a cheap fare, but then charge you for every little thing until you realize you're paying more than you would have elsewhere. And yes, it's possible to outsmart yada yada, like triple checking airline deals to make sure all you need is already included. You don't take yada yada in life. Don't take yada yada from your wireless provider. Metro by T-Mobile has no contracts, no credit checks, no surprises, and nada yada yada. Stop by one of our over 6,000 Metro stores nationwide.
Should we answer some queries?
You know, yeah.
Do you need a moment?
No. No, I'm good. I'm good.
Okay. So we got an update from our friend Avalon. Their name.
Oh, yes. Our Avalon. Friend from Target, the Target parking lot.
The bitch from Target.
Yes.
My one thing is this update is a wee bit dark. I think it'll be fine, but it's very funny, but then it kind of takes a real dark turn.
Okay.
Hi, this is here, Nicole. It's Avalon, the trans bitch from Target. I'm calling to give you a little update on my life. First off, she, her pronouns. I'm 6 months officially on hormones, and I'm feeling amazing. Gender euphoria is rushing through my veins, and I have never felt hornier. Like, I am so horny right now. And it's such an amazing feeling to be so in tune with my sexuality. And is also amazing because I have so many hoes and I just love having fun. And, you know, it's amazing to be able to finally be free that way. But I think I'm going to have to drop one of them. And when I say hoes, I mean guys that I have on social media who I can message and be like, hey, let's fuck. And they're like, okay. But one of them, I think, crossed the line and I'm going to have to, like, drop them. So I kind of need some input, but I'm pretty sure I'm going to drop them. So it was, like, 2 weeks ago. It was one of the first times that we actually hooked up. And he was like, hey, like, I'm super, like, dominant and, like, I'm very aggressive and I like to be in control. And I was like, oh, my, that's so fucking hot. And I was like, yeah, like, I'm down for that. Like, whatever. We like established like consent rules and boundaries and whatever. And I was like, awesome. Like this guy knows about respect and shit. He's a decent human being. This is going to be a good experience. And so he starts off with the normal stuff. Like, oh, like, you're such a slut. Like, oh, look how dirty you are. You're such a whore. And I was like, yeah, like I like this. Like I like being talked to that way sometimes. And it was really hot. But then he's kind of like started shifting a bit and the attacks started feeling a lot more personal. And okay, so I was writing him, and he was like, oh, like, you're so fat. You're so fucking fat. And I was like, oh. I was like, oh, like, am I like, squishing you sorry or something? He's like, no, like, I'm doing dirty talk. And he's like, oh, like, you're such a fat fucking tranny. And that was, like, a shock to me. Like, I felt so degraded. But he was like 9 inches inside of me, and I was like, oh. And he's like, yeah, you're like a fat fucking tranny. You're such a dirty little Mexican. And I'm not kidding. He kept on going, and I fucking cried. Sashir Nicole, I was riding this man's dick, and I fucking started crying. And then he was like, oh my God, like, I'm so sorry. Like, I didn't mean to. I thought that you're okay with it. And I was like, dude, like, you called me a fucking dirty Mexican. You're white. You're white, Brian. Don't call me that. And also, use the C slur. And I was like, dude, like, what the fuck? And, like, I honestly hopped off. I waddled over to my clothing. I got dressed. And I was like, I'm going to go because I felt horrible. And he's, like, been reaching out ever since, messaging me, apologizing. And I don't know what to do. Like, I like him as a person. I like his personality. We vibe on every aspect, including sexual.
And then she got cut off. So mm-hmm. I think
did she called.
I think we got the gist of it. Yeah, I don't think she realized
back?
She got cut off. Oh. So she should, but she didn't.
I think it's okay to leave it in because yeah. I think other people might have experiences like that.
Mm-hmm.
I will say our friend's name is Avalon.
Yeah.
Avalon, I love you. Even talking about a traumatic experience, it was delightful. Not delightful, but like you have such a essence. I love Avalon, but
I want a t-shirt that says "You're white, Brian."
You're white, Brian. As I waddled over to my clothing, "You're white, Brian" is so my God, poignant and funny. But I think uphold a boundary, block Brian. I think it's okay to be like Brian. I told you because Avalon said, "What do you like?" I think Avalon said that they didn't like or she didn't like it. In the
and she was crying.
And she's crying, and yeah, you can tell a tone shift when you're doing dirty talk. And I think Avalon, I think it's okay to let them know why you're blocking them. It's like you saw me crying. You are now apologizing. You must have known in the moment that wasn't okay. That's not dirty talk. That's insulting. You're insulting me. I didn't like it, and I need to uphold a boundary to not speak to you because it was harmful for me.
Yeah, I think I'm glad that guy, fucking Brian, stopped insulting her and wasn't like doubling down and didn't think that they did anything wrong. Thank goodness they're apologizing, but yeah, they fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
And if they never get the presence or the grace of Avalon again, that's okay. That can be their punishment.
Yes.
Like, you can apologize. Avalon may or may not accept your apology, but that's it. I think this Brian guy's probably being so persistent with contacting Avalon because they just really want her to say, it's okay.
So but they it's not feel okay. better.
It actually is not okay. What you did was really mean and hurtful. And weird. Because yes. That's not dirty talk. That's,
no, that's insult. That's just straight up insulting.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I think everyone could learn from that. Unless your partner's into that, you don't need to say dirty little any ethnicity.
Mm-mm.
You know, even like you dirty white man. Seems mean. Like that's, I mean, for me, that's not my kink. And if that is somebody's kink, I think you that's something you articulate. Like, please yeah. call me a dirty my ethnicity.
I mean, I guess there's some people who are into like slave stuff, mm-hmm. like weird role stuff that, you know, if that's your thing, that's your thing. But you got to discuss that beforehand.
Yes. That being said, congratulations, Avalon, on being on hormones, right?
Is
that,
oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, like, I love that you're horny. I love that you're exploring your body and your sexuality, Avalon. Mm-hmm. Anytime you want to call and give us an update, we are happy to hear it. But I will say this, Avalon, people who make you feel bad, get them away because your light is too bright. I've never even seen you. I don't know what you look like. I've never met you, but like a voicemail shows me how bright you are. So only surround yourself with love and light.
Yeah. Thankfully, there's a lot of other hoes on her Rolodex. So she can just contact those hoes and leave Brian alone.
Get into that Hoedex. Come on now.
Well, thanks, Avalon.
Thank you, Avalon. Until next time. The podcast isn't done. Oh, wait. Are we done?
Yeah, we're done.
Well, you or Avalon can email us at NicoleSashir@gmail.com.
You paused in a way that seemed like you wanted me to jump in.
I want you to.
Okay. Or call us at 424-645-7003.
We also have merch at
podswag.com/bestfriends.
Lastly, don't forget to rate,
review, and subscribe. That's the easiest way to support this show. So you want me to do the rest of the whole?
No, I wanted you to say review and subscribe. That's the, and then I would jump in with easiest way to support this show.
How was I supposed to know that's what you wanted?
Because I was only doing one line at a time.
I didn't realize. I was trying to pause, but then you weren't jumping in. So
I'll tell you something. This is a lesson for me to tell people what I need.
Yeah, see, and that's the lesson we all need to learn.
Oh, well, from you and yours, it's been a thrilling time. I've gone through every range of emotion you can possibly go through in 47 minutes.
Until next time,
signing off from Los Angeles, California. It's been Nicole.
Oh my God.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Travel is great, but planning for travel can be time-consuming and difficult. That's where One Travel comes in. With One Travel, you'll find everything you need to book the perfect trip. Flights, hotels, cars, transportation, it's all right there. With One Travel, you can book online, via app, or even pick up the phone and talk to a travel advisor ready to help you make your selections. Visit onetravel.com/music or call 855-437-2154. Plan it, book it, live it. One Travel.
The most exciting part of a vacation stay at a home rental? Easy. It's being greeted upon arrival with a rusted lockbox affixed to the underside of a stranger's condo. Yeah, you simply twist knobs, click gears, jiggle it, and then rip it off its moorings, and voila! Your prize is a key to a questionable home rental and maybe tetanus. When you just want to get your vacation started by actually getting into your room, it matters where you stay. At Hilton, we deliver your key right to your phone on the Hilton Honors app. Hilton, for the stay.